Hey, this is Matt Rosenberg, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. This is it. All week we've been leading up to this. We've been talking about Green Lantern, specifically Hal Jordan, and just how great it is. And the reason we're doing that is because Grant Morrison and Liam Sharp's Green Lantern number one came out earlier this week. My LCS, my local comic shop, Star Comics in Lubbock, Texas, did a midnight release for it, so I got a little early and got to read it. And I've read it a couple of times since then. And I do have to say, this book is pretty flawless. It's a interesting return because, you know, as we mentioned on Thursday's show, Geoff Johns and Robert Venditti have spent almost a decade and a half crafting this Green Lantern lore and making it this huge intergalactic space opera of action and intrigue and all the other adjectives that that Stan Lee would use in that scenario. And it's been great. I mean, Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps was one of my favorite books. But here you have Grant Morrison coming in. And I didn't know what to expect. I mean, Grant Morrison is a master storyteller. He is one of the best comic book writers of all time. And that is a hill I think everybody on this network will die on, because we'll argue everything, you know. Does he have a flawless, you know, repertoire? But most of his stuff is wonderful. So what was he going to bring to Hal Jordan and Green Lanterns? You know, he's done the Multiversity, which is big epic space stuff, down to stuff like We Three, which is really personal, I feel weird saying a human story because it's about animals, but it is. It's a very touching and personal story to his just bonkers out there stuff in Animal Man, Doom Patrol, The Invisibles, things like that. You know, so giving him Green Lantern, I mean, you're giving him a open palette of whatever he wants to do, whatever he can do. And he's going to do it. It was interesting. And leading up to the book's release, they talked a lot about how it was going to kind of rein in things. It was going to take that more human approach to the book. And somehow, some way, that I'm still trying to wrap my head around, even after reading the book a few times, it is massive and small all at the same time. This book is wonderful. I'll give it a 10 out of 10. You know, I just, if you don't want to listen to the rest of it, there you go, 10 out of 10. But Grant Morrison, just right out of the gate, uses stuff that we know about the Green Lanterns. But even if you don't know about the Green Lanterns, he sets up this story where it's Hal Jordan's space cop. And he's trying to solve this mystery and trying to stop these guys without using power. You know, Hal Jordan's always kind of charming, and he's trying to talk people down instead of just going in, you know, guns blazing, fighting. Then in true Grant Morrison form, though, he is already laying little things like these luck machines and what these guardians are doing, you know, and planting seeds that hopefully over the next however many months, years even, we have him on Green Lantern, that we'll see. The dialogue is elegant and ugly all at the same time. And when I say, I don't mean ugly like in a bad way. It just, there's space pirates and criminals who just, the way they talk, you can tell they're just these dumb guys. Although some of them kind of have Cagney accents, which is interesting. And it just pops off the page. And it is just beautiful. And speaking of beautiful, Liam Sharp's artwork is so complementary to it that it's strange almost. It has a weird, and Colby from Blah Blah pointed this out, like a weird kind of 80s, 2000 AD, uber detailed vibe to it that works, you know, because with that you get the greediness and the dirtiness of a crime story, but also the detail and the expanse of a space story. And the way he does his page layouts just draw you in and tell this story that is just amazing. I mean, this book does everything right. When you look at first issues, you know, a lot of times it's more flash than substance. They just want you to come back for issue two. And, I mean, there's a little bit of that in this book as well, you know. But you want to come back not just because of the, oh, cliffhanger, but, oh my gosh, this is a wonderful setup. This is a beautiful book. This is everything you could ever possibly want in a comic book, just delivered to you right there. And it's wonderful. I mean, I know I've said wonderful and beautiful a million times. Go back, listen to the show, take a drink every time I do. But I'm almost in awe of how perfect this book is. You know, you get nice little Easter eggs is basically the best way to describe it. Because if you do know about Green Lantern's history and you know, oh, who this Lantern is and who this Lantern is, there's little moments you're like, oh, haha. But if you don't lose anything. It doesn't take away from the story, you know. That's a big problem with a lot of comics is, oh, hey, yeah, this is brand new number one, but we need you to have read the last, you know, 5-10 years of this character to know what's going on here. But Grant manages to tell this story and make it super relatable. And I'm just really excited to see where it goes. I hope Liam Sharp's able to stay on the book for the entire run. Unless you get like a Frank Quitely in there, you know, a one-off issue from him, that would be okay as well. I think right now, like I said, we're only one issue in, but it is one of the best first issues I've ever read. And I hope, you know, it's poised to go on and be a phenomenal run. We'll see. What did you think about it? Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we're out there. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're also on YouTube. Make sure to do all the good podcast things like share, comment, subscribe. That way you get all the shows, not just me here at The Night Nerd, but you also get Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and Family Sounds. I think we're going to drop some of our old Patreon stuff for you there, too, like our Ben Affleck show and a few things like that. But, yeah, you can even, if you have any suggestions, be sure to email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. But otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. Again, thank you all so much for listening. I'm Lance. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time.
In brightest day, in blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power, Green Lantern's light!